With 5,000 jobs predicted to be lost in the pub industry in 2012, the Vintners Federation of Ireland held a protest in front of Dáil Éireann earlier this week. On the line with me now is President of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Gerry Mellett. Gerry, why did you feel that you needed to take this action protesting in Dublin?
Well, I think our industry is in a crisis, and it's a matter of ensuring that the politicians are aware of the circumstances that prevail in this industry, because what we're looking at is that nearly the obliteration of the drinks industry, as far as the entree is concerned, if some action isn't taken, and taken very quickly.
I mean, I suppose it probably goes down to price, but I mean, is it possible for pubs to compete now with much lower supermarket prices?
Well, we would regard the activities of supermarkets as being almost illegal. I mean, Roisin Shortall last week highlighted the fact that supermarkets are selling at below cost and claiming VAT back from the government, which actually means that the Irish taxpayer is subsidising the sale of alcohol in supermarkets. I mean, that's a crazy situation to allow happen. If you look at, there was 85,000 jobs in the on-trade in this country 4 years ago. We're now down to 55,000. There's 4,500 jobs, we believe, involved in the off-trade sector in this country. So from a jobs point of view, I mean, who should be certainly protected here? I think that the government have to go all out to do whatever they can to protect these jobs, because they will be lost. There's no doubt whatsoever. We've lost a pub a day. As I said, we've lost 30,000 jobs. That's equivalent to 60 Tok Tok factories that went in Waterford. It's equivalent to 30 Avivas. And, you know, the funny thing, I'm involved in the Vintners for a long time, and I have never had a politician or a minister come to me or come to anyone in the organisation in relation, or even mention task force. I mean, you hear this all the time, a task force would be sent into that area to deal with that problem. But we've never had a task force or anyone come looking or calling to us to see can anything be done about the decline in jobs. I know there's a lot of reasons, you know, you can put a big mix into the booklet and, as to why we're in trouble. It's recession. It's very bad legislation that we've been hit with over the last 10 or 15 years. It's a mix of a lot of things. Yes, there's a big price differential between supermarkets and the on-trade. But then problems are not of our making. They're problems that were brought to us by government in most instances. And we're now saying to the government, look, but enough is enough. We need help in this industry. And hopefully something will be done. We went with a small shopping basket yesterday because we are conscious of the perilous situation that the economy of this country is in. As a country, we're broke. I mean, when you think of we had the 7 or 10 years of the greatest economic boom that this country ever had, and they blew it. And now all small businesses throughout this country are suffering. Banks are not dealing with small business. They're not looking after small business. They're pulling overdrafts. There's no term loans available to see people through in tough situations. So at this moment in time, you'd nearly swear it was anti-small business in this country. And remember, one other point I'd like to make. Last year, there was over 700,000 people employed in small business ventures in this country, and that's what the small business sector means to this economy. Not just the pub, all small businesses have been let go.
Absolutely. And you did put forward, though, some suggestions to the government while you were in Dublin as to what can be done to help people in the public and trade. What kind of proposals did you put forward?
Well, they're only minor because, as I say, we have to be very conscious of the situation and the financial constraints that are on the government. We're asking them to have an immediate look at the rate situation. Rates are a terrible burden on small businesses. And we need something inserted in there that will allow for an economic change in a person's business situation, that they can have something that the county managers can look at in each county, if they like, that will allow for concessions to be made. I mean, if you were turning 10,000 in a pub and you're now gone down to 3,000, surely to God, and you had a 10 or 15,000 euro rates bill, surely to God you can't be expected to continue to pay 15,000 to the local authority for absolutely nothing, because that's what we get for rates, is nothing. So we're asking the government to put a clause in there that will allow for, if there's an economic change within a business, that they will have some form of an appeal. We were certainly hoping that there'll be no increase in excise or VAT, although unfortunately the news from Germany yesterday doesn't look too good. It seems we're going to have a 2% VAT increase. We're looking for relief in relation to VAT and VRT on 7 and 9 seater vehicles. A lot of publicans have bought these vehicles. A lot of publicans would buy these vehicles, but they're not being treated as commercial vehicles by the Department of Finance, and we need that changed. And they're the type of things that we were looking for, really, from government, and to have a serious, that we need them to have a serious look at the activities of supermarkets, because the below-cost selling of alcohol needs to be addressed, and we believe that by bringing in a minimum price for alcohol, that it may go some way to addressing that.
What do you think is the result if we continue to ignore the plight of the likes of publicans in this country? What are we going to start seeing in terms of, because it's not just jobs that we're talking about, is it? It's money to the exchequer as well.
Well, remember, every job that's lost costs the exchequer 21,000. If you look at the 30,000 jobs gone in our sector in the last 4 to 5 years, you can start the multiples there, and you're gone into millions and hundreds of millions of pounds gone out every year in social welfare and the like payments. What it's going to cost, unfortunately, what we're finding is that it's rural areas and village areas that are being hit the most by these closures. Because if you take, for example, if a pub gets into trouble in a city or in Dublin, say, that pub might go into receivership, but it'll be taken up again. It won't close. Unfortunately, in rural Ireland, when a pub gets into difficulty, it closes. And once they close, they're not coming back because it wouldn't be financially viable to go and reopen a pub in rural Ireland, or a small business, a small shop for that matter. So when these places go, they're gone, and they're gone forever. And I think if we want to keep rural Ireland sane, you know, if we want to have some sort of normality of life, and I think people living in rural Ireland are entitled to that as much as people in cities and towns are, I think some way has got to be found that will once again, because believe you me, and I'm a rural publican, I know people want to go to the pub, and it's not that they binge drink, they just want to go, have a few pints, meet their friends and neighbours, and have a chat and discuss the affairs of the area over a couple of pints. They're being deprived of that now, and it's all been brought about by ill-thought-out legislation. See, we get the legislation here, but the people who bring it in never think of the consequences at the other end. What's this legislation going to do to a certain area or to an industry? They never think of that. They just bring in the legislation, hit you with it, and you work out the consequences for yourself. That sort of approach from government has got to stop.
Gerry Mellett, President of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.